if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. We are streaming at you live from Pensacola, Florida. Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks so friggin' much for listening. If you're listening as a rerun on Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7, or whether you have downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or if you're listening live, hey, what's up? We appreciate the hell out of your time and brain function.
Thank you. If you have a brain function.
Well, if you're listening to us, then
your
brain is functioning.
That's true.
Capacity.
I feel for those of you that have brain function and are listening, I'm sorry for you because that means you run into a lot of people that don't have brain function.
Too many good doctors are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Especially in fucking Texas. I don't want to start with that because I'm going to get really mad.
Oh, that is that is fucking insane.
Enraging.
You see that see Ken Paxton's doing that, and that motherfucker was guilty of all this shit, and then he wasn't. And see, now he has to do the bidding of who the fuck ever, although he probably likes this.
Let's launch right into it, everyone. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link also at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission, doesn't cost you fuck. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be the headline, but over the Commie Pinko, liberal,
iffy.
HuffPo. Well, I'm going to say it's the headline because it's in red and it's above the big headline.
Yes.
Developing: Texas woman who sued for emergency abortion leaves state for procedure. Now the question becomes is what Christo cunt is going to call the militia to say who helped her? Who aided her and abetted her?
I will tell you what will happen. It'll be the fucking government. It'll be the DOJ or whatever Texas has.
Shame.
It'll be fucking pigs, but appointed by Ken Paxton to go round this person up.
Right.
Fucking pigs. And I want
like the religious Taliban or the ISIS. Police, Al-Qaeda police walking down the street.
Well, listen.
Beating up women for not wearing a headscarf.
You know what? All this business is going down with this poor woman that has to deal with this shit. I want every name of every person that pushed one single piece of paper in that bureaucracy to make that happen. And they should be on a fucking list. We want everybody who had anything to do with this shit. I want to know who the fuck they are.
We know who they are. We know who they are.
I want a list.
They're in the legislature.
A list. No, not interesting. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people that push the paper that make this happen, not the fucking legislators. I want the cops.
Oh, the people that own the legislators?
I want the people that make it happen, that sign the warrants, that serve the things, that do the shit,
all in it
that
together.
File the papers. Yeah. Those people, the foot soldiers, that's who we want.
The Texas woman who sued the state in pursuit of an emergency abortion last week was forced to travel out of state for the procedure after the Texas Supreme Court interfered in her effort to terminate the pregnancy.
Fascism.
The
evil.
Center for Reproductive Rights gave an update on Kate Cox's situation in a series of tweets after a week of legal whiplash and threats of prosecution from Texas attorney Fuckface. Oh, excuse me.
Ken Paxton.
I accidentally interjected my own opinion. Threats of prosecution from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Our client, Kate Cox, has been forced to flee her home state of Texas
to get the time-sensitive abortion care needed to protect her health and future fertility. By the way, she wants to have more children. She's got kids. She wanted to have this kid, but they found out it's got something horrific, and it if it lives, it will die very soon after birth.
Yeah,
and not have a pleasant life.
Yeah, it is not at this point. Here's what I'm saying. It ain't good enough to fix this. It's only good enough to go at. But this has to be. This needs retribution. There must be retribution for what the Republicans are fucking doing.
And she, the pregnancy would also risk her life and ability to carry future children. Doctors have warned her.
God.
And then Ken Paxton slithers in and says, oh, no, oh, this judge ain't a doctor, but hey, he is.
If you're working for Ken Paxton in his fucking office as his secretary, as his admin, as the mailroom person, go fuck yourselves. You should quit. Go fuck yourselves. Leave right now. You're part of this nasty ass fucking Handmaid's Tale bullshit.
Cox's lawsuit is believed to be the first of its kind since the U.S. SCOTUS overturned Roe v. Wade last year, allowing Texas and several other states to severely crack down on access to abortion.
Nine!
A judge ruled in her favor last week, giving her a narrow window to undergo the procedure, but Paxton slithered in, stepped in days later and urged the state Supreme Court to intervene, saying the ruling was from an activist judge.
Ah, more of this in the future if you vote for Donald Trump. More of this. More of this shit where the judiciary will not matter. The judiciary won't matter if Donald Trump's president, just like it don't matter here.
He then issued warnings to hospitals in Houston that they could face legal repercussions if they provided her abortion.
There must be repercussions if we're talking about that for these fucking people that are doing this fucking shit.
Her lawyer said that while Cox was able to had the means to leave the state, many patients don't have that option.
Well, shit, they're going to follow him and hunt him down with the fucking posse like lunatics. Like lunatics.
Kate desperately wanted to be able to get care where she lives and recover at home surrounded by family. While Kate had the ability to leave the state, most people do not. In a situation like this, could be a death sentence, said the lawyer.
Right. And we don't know what the situation is going to play out. How do we know that this person, this woman, is not going to end up in jail?
Patients who can't afford the expenses of going out of state for abortions, including transportation, lodging, childcare, and numerous other costs, typically rely on networks of abortion funds for assistance. And abortion providers in states where the procedure remains legal are overwhelmed by the influx of out-of-state patients.
Right.
The adult states are being overwhelmed by the Christian fuck states of America.
And if people lose their fucking minds and don't go vote for the Democratic nominee for president, you can get rid of those organizations on a national level. Stephen Miller is AG. We'll make sure that doesn't exist anymore.
Who's not a lawyer, by the way. He didn't go to law school.
Yeah. No, he's just a fuckhead. I think that helps, actually. I think it helps to have someone be AG if you're a totalitarian that's not a lawyer. Then they're not bound by this idea of the law ever. He has no idea of what his job is. So he's not,
let's see if this motherfucker tries to go after her now for traveling out of the state.
Why wouldn't he? He said he would, right? Didn't they say that?
I don't know that they threatened that. He just threatened any of the providers. I don't know that he came out and threatened her to leave the state. But Texas has that ridiculous law, don't they?
Yes.
Where you can sue people who help someone leave the state for an abortion.
It sounds like we need a ridiculous law where we can sue people that had anything to do with this fucking bullshit. That had anything to do with this fucking bullshit.
Yeah, 18 U.S.C. insane. 242, deprivation of rights under color of law.
Yes!
It's
already
in there.
Show me the CCs on the email. Show me the email. Show me everybody who had something to do with this shit. We should all be dying for this. We should all want retribution for this more than anything. This is insane.
Over to the we already did that one. Over to the Drudge Report.
Boy, this is an illustration of how you can't legislate out these fucks. You have to beat them out of government.
Over in, at the box office.
The box office.
At the box office.
Figuratively.
Don's lead grows in Iowa, says the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Former President Trump has support from more than half of voters likely to attend the Iowa caucuses next month.
Yes.
Far more than any rival for the Republican presidential nomination. Woo. From a new poll. Trump's lead at 51% was fueled by his support with mostly evangelical voters. And those who said the January 15th contest would be their first time attending a caucus.
Caucus. God,
Florida Governor
Iowa.
Ron DeSantis is rocking second place with 19%.
Oh, that's good, Ron. That's shocking.
Nikki Haley is up to 16%.
Yay! Wow, what a bunch of nothings in the Republican Party.
Amazingly, in white as snow Iowa.
Right.
Vivek has 5%.
Vivek.
I think that's amazing.
Fuck.
I mean, it's shit, but I think that's amazing that he's got that.
I think it's amazing that that shithead has that much. It
Chris
is true.
Christie has 4.
Who is that?
Chris Christie.
Woo! Good job. That's actually 50% more than you had when we checked last. What did 2%? Oh, that was nationally. This is just for the dumb fucking Iowans, right?
The poll questioned 502 people likely to attend a caucus.
Fuck Iowa. Dear Iowa.
Which is ridiculous.
Go fuck yourself.
Let's not confuse this for something that means anything, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they will have a primary. This caucus is performance art.
Right. This is for donors, right? This is to say, look at my potential. These dumb shitbags in Iowa think I would make a great president. Give me $500 million fucking dollars. You know what I mean? Isn't it dumb, too? Like, don't they just... It's got to suck if you work for a political campaign and it's like time to go to Iowa for the next 5 months. Oh, my God.
Good luck.
Holy shit. I'll take a bag of heroin, please. A garbage
Ron
bag
DeSantis.
Size.
Covered all 91 counties, jeez. Right?
He doesn't know.
Man, his feet must be sore.
God, I'm just wondering what he looks like tying his shoes. He can't
on point for 90.
Oh yeah, those wedges he wears.
90.
I'm a big boy.
Trump makes fun of those. Did you see? And he truths about that shit now.
Josh,
of course.
Trump.
So there you go. It's the headline. Over at the Drudge is that Don is a winning.
Yay!
What a shocker.
Right. It's not a shocker because the party of the Republicans, that's the party of wankers. The party that can't do shit. The party that can't go get their Frankenstein. You can't go get him. We can get our Frankensteins. Where are the Democratic Frankensteins? Where are they? Who are they that are ungettable?
Well, speaking of one of their Frankensteins.
Yes.
It appears that Jack Smith is saying enough of this shit.
Yeah.
And is now asking the Supreme Court to step in.
I guess Clarence Thomas is recusing because he's kind of just wondering.
And decide the issue of presidential immunity. This can't be real.
I don't like the odds of this. Do you?
No, I do. I think
what?
Presidential immunity does not exist. It's ridiculous. He's lost every time, and he just keeps appealing it up. But they're worried that all these appeals, they keep slowballing every appeal.
Yes.
And then when something happens, they appeal that, and then they appeal that, and then they appeal that.
Yes.
Jack Smith is asking the Supreme Court definitively, look, they're trying this in a bunch of different places, this presidential immunity, which doesn't fucking exist. Their argument is that, well, if he was impeached and found innocent.
Well, but wait, doesn't that kind of make this sort of ridiculous then? I mean, if Jack Smith is saying, I need the SCOTUS to tell me there's no presidential, isn't he a fucking lawyer?
No, he's going to tell the SCOTUS, look, tell these guys there's no presidential immunity.
But
and
what?
He's got to trust the current SCOTUS.
Oh, I don't like.
To
I mean,
agree.
But why? why must we have the SCOTUS tell someone something that we already have?
Why? Because they're bitching about it.
See, I don't like that one fucking bit. It's just a special treatment for this dumb fucking president.
Special Counsel Jack Smith's team,
Trump,
has asked the Supreme Court to step in and decide the issue of presidential immunity regarding former President Trump's federal election interference charges. So this isn't the document. This isn't the, which still, by the way, is probably the going to be the hardest hitting, I think, eventually. Yeah.
So they're asking the SCOTUS not to rule on something, just to explain to Trump about presidential immunity and how that doesn't exist.
Well, no, they have to rule that it doesn't exist.
So the danger here is, what if they rule that it does?
Well, we're fucked.
What is he doing?
Smith is asking the court to immediately resolve the issue to prevent any delay of the March 4th trial date. Quote, respondents' appeal of the ruling rejecting his immunity and related claims, however, suspends the trial of the charges against him, scheduled to begin on March 4th, 2024. It is of imperative public importance that respondents' claims of immunity be resolved by this court and that respondents' trial proceed as promptly as possible if his claim of immunity is rejected.
You know, let's say it's rejected. Let's say it's not. It won't matter one fucking bit if this guy's elected in January. The whole judiciary can go suck a dick.
In October, Trump's legal team filed its first motion to dismiss the case, citing what Trump's lawyers claim is his absolute immunity from prosecution for actions taken while serving in the nation's highest office. He can't commit a crime while he's in office because he is the executive branch. He is the law.
If the SCOTUS has a conservative majority, I don't like this at all. I think this is horrible.
But this is crazy. This elects kings.
Yes, it does.
And they, I don't think you're not going to get Roberts to go for it. I don't even see Gorsuch going for it. It'll be.
I literally don't. I guess I'm not a lawyer.
I was going to say 6-3, but it could be 5-4. But I'm going to say 6-3 with Clarence. The serpent Alito.
Well, his wife has an issue with this, so you know you can't expect him to vote
maybe
correctly.
Maybe 7-2,
but
because I don't see I like beer guy Brett Kavanaugh doing it.
I forgot.
I don't.
I forgot it's ridiculous. He existed.
It's patently ridiculous
I like
on its
beer.
Merits.
Yeah. Well, no, it's perfect for the conservative SCOTUS. What's wrong with that? You think that this is too crazy even for them?
The judge overseeing the DC case is Judge Tanya Chutkan. She rejected the motion.
Yeah.
Trump appealed to the circuit court and asked for all proceedings to be stayed in the matter pending appeal. Over the weekend, Smith's team said the district court should deny the request and halt the proceedings.
So this is all about expediency. He's saying that if he skips this part to the SCOTUS, then Trump can't file any more motions for this.
Then it's done, yeah. And they can't use that in any other case.
No, well, maybe
Trump's going to try to use that in every single case, that he's immune to anything he did while he was in office.
See, I watch a lot of Law and Order, and I didn't understand this, so I feel kind of cheated by that show. Now I get it. Okay. Well, I hope they don't fuck it up, though.
The case Smith cites in asking the Supreme Court to step in by using cert before judgment, essentially a line skip before an appeals court has chance to weigh in, is United States v. Nixon, when Nixon refused to hand over secret White House tape recordings to a special prosecutor.
Yes.
Historically, they voted, a conservative court voted correctly then.
Yeah. Well, that's good. When was this?
72, 3,
that's different.
4? When was Nixon?
That's different, though. Don't you think that's a different Republican Party than now? I mean, they're all scumbags, but these guys are on roids.
Historically, the rare procedure is only granted in cases that are of imperative importance to the public, as Smith himself acknowledges. The United States recognizes this is an extraordinary request. This is an extraordinary case, he says.
Yes, isn't
Smith
it?
Is willing. Who is this? A spokesman for Trump says Smith is willing. Oh, a spokesman. Smith is willing to try for a Hail Mary by racing to the Supreme Court and attempting to bypass the appellate process. There's absolutely no reason to rush this sham to trial except to injure President Trump and tens of millions of his supporters.
Shit.
You're hurting his people.
Nah. You know, that's why, see, good. Everybody waited so long to get this shit going, and now you do have to do this. It is a risky move. What if they do the wrong thing, the SCOTUS?
Well, we're fucked.
See, if we had started this shit earlier, well, that means maybe Biden you wouldn't have done
whatever,
this.
That means Biden can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about it like that.
And that means that Kamala Harris can reject any Republican state's ballots.
Oh, yes.
Right, Republicans?
Right, and how about
that's
this?
That's how you think it should work, right?
Motherfuckers, if I get elected, I'm going to be a dictator 24 hours, for the first 24 hours. I got a whole list of people that need to be retributed upon. A whole list. Jeez.
They could have,
ooh, you're going to jail, you're going to jail, you're going to jail, you're going to jail.
You could hire Oprah to do that. That'd be great.
Oh, I'm hiring everybody.
Think of the ratings.
Let me tell you something. There's so many of these scumbags I'd have to put in jail. I'd have to hire motherfuckers to build the jails. What do I sound like?
The move could represent an enormous risk for Smith, whose entire case against Trump could hinge on a landmark decision from the Supreme Court that could, for the first time in American history, determine whether a former U.S. president can be prosecuted for actions taken while in office. Of course he should be able to. What the fuck is wrong with this country? What's wrong with you people?
No.
Of course you should be able to prosecute someone for crimes he committed while in office. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, no, this person is pointing out what I'm saying. This is risky. Right. And it's not of course. Excuse me, though. You're wrong, though. I'm sorry. It's not of course. It's not of course in a country where Ken Paxton, a guilty, corrupt fuck, thinks he can raise an army to go attack vaginas. It's not of course anymore. It's not.
Smith writes, it requires no extended discussion to confirm that this case involving charges that respondents sought to thwart the peaceful transfer of power through violations of federal criminal law is at the apex of public importance. The charges implicate a central tenet of our democracy, and the charges allege that respondent conspired to transgress the law in manifold ways by intentionally using fraudulent means to obstruct the presidential electoral process, by obstructing constitutionally prescribed processes in Congress for county electoral votes, and by seeking to deprive millions of voters of their electoral choice for president.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a crazy ass fucking time. It's nuts. We just had a...
So yeah, there's nobody except the craziest of the crazies believes this could fly.
Yes, and that is the issue. You see, you know, that's the issue. There's bad people wanting to do very bad things, and our brains can't imagine how bad they are, but they will realize how bad they are before we do. This is a crazy fucking gamble. This is nuts.
Yeah, I would be. That would be ripping up the Constitution.
And they love
and
it.
The president
into
an unaccountable authoritarian. Well, what would stop the president from committing crimes?
I would say this to you though: if he's elected in 2024, not one goddamn thing, not one goddamn thing would stop him from doing whatever the fuck he wants, because he will not care what the judges say this time around. He'll ignore that shit.
And Congress.
He won't give a fuck.
Because people are like, well, what if we still have the Senate? He won't be able to do anything. And it's like, okay.
It won't matter. The Senate could vote bills, could do whatever the fuck they want if he's president. It won't matter.
So there you go. The special counsel appealing right to the SCOTUS.
I hate
fuck it. We're going to end up here anyway.
You know what it seems like? What I hate about this more than any, it's like we're in this long extended final game of some horrible championship series. And at the beginning, it looked like we were winning. And now it's like the top of the fifth and it doesn't look so good. And we've got four more innings and there's just weirdos left in the bullpen.
I am pretty positive. I would put my money on SCOTUS voting correctly on this one. I mean, that's
for here, right? SCOTUS can vote correctly, but if he's elected, it won't matter anyway.
Possibly.
I was listening to John Bolton on Jen Psaki's show trying to explain, like, what's her name? Is it Psaki? That's shitty of me because my name's Pfeiffer with a P.
Pfeiffer.
And I grew up with, now I'm doing it to somebody else. I like saying Psaki. I like her show. But my problem with, she was interviewing John Bolton. And you know who John Bolton is, right? Remember him?
Yeah.
John Bolton is a lunatic.
I still think the Iraq War was a great idea.
She brought John Bolton on to make people feel good about Trump not being able to do whatever the fuck he wants when he's elected. And I got to tell you, it made for a good thing to listen to, but it certainly didn't make you feel better at the end of it. Because John Bolton say, well, he can't do this because there's certain like things written into the Constitution that would prevent that. And then she made the point, well, he doesn't care about that. And then he says, well, it's in the Constitution. Well, he doesn't give a fuck about that. That's the argument.
Right. also in the news, thanks for listening, everybody, this sparkle season.
What do you think will happen if it's close, the election?
The same thing that happened last time.
Oh, man. This fucking country, guys. It should be a no-brainer that we don't want any of these Republicans as president or watching kids or our dogs or pets or anything. The spreaders, they're gross. What the fuck are you thinking?
We do have the Senate, you know, still. So,
I mean, yeah,
there's that little tiny hope, ray of hope.
I think people will come out and vote the correct way. And then none of this will kind of matter, you know, maybe. And that would be good. Now I feel, you know what I mean?
I do think that if he, when he gets the nomination, if he ends up being the nominee at the time, he may get the nomination and still get convicted and they yank him.
Who's they? Who is they?
The Republicans.
Yank him? How?
I'm sure they have some kind of provision that says if
you know what, and I'm sorry,
you're convicted of felonies, you can be removed from.
I don't mean
the
to
ticket.
Sound insane, but I feel like I'm watching the movie Groundhog Day.
But ultimately,
the Republicans
can put up whoever they want.
They're never going to come get that guy.
There's no law saying we have to have primaries. There's no law saying we have to have two parties. There's laws anywhere saying that shit,
you know. And I don't understand why Trump even runs as a Republican, right? He raises his own money, right?
Well, but that's what they're terrified of.
I mean, so if the Republicans say I don't want to support him, what would that I mean,
because if he splits off by himself, then it's blue tsunami.
And you know, if there's any Republicans listening, particularly Nikki Haley, and the only reason I call you out because you just sent me a fucking email.
Oh.
I have no idea why. If you gave a shit about this country, Nikki, you would run as a third party to split that vote. But you don't. Because you want to be his VP or some shit like that. How dare you?
I got one from James Carville. Much better.
Yeah. That guy's like, y'all can't elect Trump again.
What the fuck are you doing down there?
Oh, he knows what the fuck we're doing down here. He's from here.
Right.
He's from
that Louisiana,
Clinton machine.
Right? Yeah,
he's from that Clinton machine. That's what you need to take out these Republicans. All these nice people in the Biden administration. What the fuck are we doing? We're fighting these horrible, nasty Nazis, guys. God.
And don't forget Barack had Rahm Emanuel, who's
where is
a
he
motherfucker?
Where let the man off the leash. I don't know.
There were some shenanigans. You'll be shocked to learn.
Yeah.
There might have been some corruption going on in Chicago mayor.
Right.
In the office there. God, you know, do you remember Burke? What's his name? Ed Burke?
Yes.
The, still alderman, I think.
Oh my God. I remember that name.
No, he just retired. and he served from 1969.
Jesus Christ.
To 2023 as alderman of Chicago's 14th ward. Corrupt as,
which is what?
As, huh?
What's the 14th ward? What part of town? Is that your part of town?
No, you know, offense. I think that's a friend of the show's Tony.
Tony's.
I could be wrong, but I think.
What? Hey.
Because I think a friend of the show, Tony, may have visited
God.
The alderman's office.
Somebody
once or twice to
complain about
share some expletives. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody took. You know what it is? This is what the aldermans must deal with more than anything in Chicago. It snows really a lot, and then people start saving.
Where the fuck are the plows?
Yeah. Why can't Biden call up Mr.
Well,
Burke?
This guy, they finally got him.
Got him out?
No, now he's in. He's indicted for a shit ton
what?
Of
what?
For racketeering. He served. He's 79. He served for 54 years.
Wow,
54 years as alderman. That's why. He was a crook when I was a kid. I mean, he was the crook, one of the crooks.
What do you say to, it's like, this guy was an alderman for 50 years, and we just now got him on corruption charges. I mean, do you take a victory lap for that, or are you like, well, good, you know, job.
Baby steps.
Take your time. Yeah, that's a Democrat you can work with, can't we, for this? I mean.
Yeah, it's crazy. I guess what it was he was, among other things, like, if you wanted him to, wield his influence and to get a permit to build something,
oh, shit, yes.
Or whatever, especially if you had a big company, suddenly, your company needed a new property tax lawyer firm, which is Burke lawyer firm.
I mean, that's not very. That's, is that very subtle?
Chicago, no.
I mean, don't they pay people to be an alderman?
Here we go. The jury in the trial of former alderman Ed Burke from the 14th ward on Friday heard wiretap recordings of Burke joking with a political friend about holding up driveway permits. The permits and how the city's longest serving alderman is accused of holding them up for a would-be client are central to the federal extortion case against him. Federal prosecutors on Friday.
Yeah.
When was this? This was on the 8th. On Friday heard, we're near the end of presenting their case against Burke, his assistant Pete Andrews, and business developer Charles Quee.
Quee.
On Friday, the FBI agents who orchestrated raids on Burke's City Hall and Ward offices in 2018.
Damn!
For 5 fucking years.
Is this like, this is one of these, let me explain this. I understand this situation. Okay. So this guy Burke is corrupt as fuck. He's going to end up in jail, right? This is where we do a point of no return thing. That movie, and it was a TV show. The movie was Bridget Fonda. I don't remember who the TV show is. But Burke is basically Bridget Fonda's character, right? And Burke is this super criminal.
I don't know that movie. I don't think.
He's this bionic, you know, political corrupt.
He's a fat old white guy.
No, exactly. No, I'm talking about he is a Jedi master of political corruption.
Oh, he's a Sith Lord.
Getting motherfuckers. You break this guy out of jail and you black van him somewhere. He's like, we're going to put you in charge of bringing down Trump. We've got a crack team of all the bad guys here. What's that guy with the hair who used to be governor of Illinois?
Blagojevich.
We got Blagojevich. We got Burke. We got Emanuel. What other scumbags from the Democrats can we sick on these Trumps? Where are scumbags, goddammit?
Just as the simultaneous raids began at Burke City Hall Ward office 5 years ago, 2 FBI agents arrived at the Mount Greenwood. That's my neighborhood. Mount Greenwood home of longtime Burke Longtime Burke aide Pete Andrews.
I Holy told shit, you, this was my, your part of town.
That's what, well, it's the South Side, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, Mount Greenwood is right there. That's
yeah. Where, yeah. I mean, let's, where's the team? I mean, there's some other corrupt Democrats we could get on board, can't we, that could do this?
They had questions about billionaire father and son.
Yeah.
Shukat and Zohaib Dahani, who had taken over a Burger King
yeah.
in Burke's ward. The feds say Andrews and Burke tried to shake down the franchisees by creating driveway permit problems and then offering to solve them. In exchange, Burke wanted his law firm, Clafter and Burke, to land their lucrative tax business.
Jesus. That's your names in the company, even. It's not even a shell company you own. That's crazy. Yeah, we need to get this Ed Burke guys on the team. Rahm Emanuel's on the team of bad guys. Blagojevich. You know what makes me sad? Anybody I can think of that's on the bad Democrat team, they're all from Chicago. What about that? There's one other from Chicago I'm forgetting. Oh, Richie Daley Sr. Can we dig him up? Put him on the team?
In a wiretap recording, Burke is heard on tape with political consultant Jerry Chico.
Yeah. Right. Jerry Chico.
Jerry Chico said, Bully and Andrews are just okay, but don't seem to quite get the fundraising game. We got to drag their asses along the way. Burke said, well, maybe if they don't have any access to the property because the driveway isn't legal, they might get the message.
Oh, my God. This is...
Dear, that's on tape.
Right, right. Dear Democrats. Dear Democrats. Go to Chicago.
Oh, man.
Just call the Chicago Democrats and say, we need help dealing with these Trumps. We are far too nice and respectful of the law and shit. Could you fuck these people up? They'd be like, hey, no problem.
Oh, God.
Don't you think?
I could have been there. I was on track for a...
Oh, you would have been in this story.
For a made to be a made man in the...
Let's go.
With the Park District.
Wow, that's cool. Wow. Would you have gotten bribes for
sure. Anything? Probably. I don't know what. Yeah, it depends on how high up I got.
Yeah. God.
If I was approving, contracts and shit? Absolutely.
Oh, my God. I tell you, man. This is where what I'm talking about.
I probably wouldn't have done the bribing thing, but I would have been told to keep my mouth shut about any bribing I do see.
Yeah. Well, that's easy. You just don't say anything and ask for some of it, right? I mean, that's the moral thing to do.
Well, yeah, of course. That's the,
you're in Chicago. You're in Chicago. It's so cold. Boy,
well, that's given.
This here's the
fact that I would have the cushy job.
Right. Here's the lesson. The lesson is
pay for not, keeping my mouth shut. Anyway,
don't you think this is the problem though?
Yeah.
All these Democrats are all so nice. Like we gotta do this committee. We have to have committees. We have to go after Trump legally and all this boring fucking bullshit. And how's that working out? How's it going? We're all dragging our fucking feet. We have to go to the Supreme Court I don't know. This is the dumbest shit ever. We need a court to tell us that the president can't just shoot somebody and not be prosecuted for it. Are you fucking kidding me?
Ed Burke, kind of like Kelsey Grammer in The Boss.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or Boss or The Boss, whatever right. It was. But really good
The
series.
Boss. Well,
really good series.
Kelsey is a Trumpkin, is a fucking little bitch Trumpkin. The Chicago Democrats
really,
would fuck him
really,
up.
Really good series.
Oh, yeah, it is good.
You should binge that. It's really
yeah.
good. Give and, that... and exactly what Chicago right. politics
right.
is like. It ain't fiction.
You know, yeah, that's true. It's not fiction. Do you think I'm right, though? Do you think that part of the deal with... It's like there's good people going after bad people. And the problem with that is the bad people have no rules and love that they have no rules. They revel in it. And the good people have this idea that we have to go after the bad people in the way that good people would go. But they're missing but they're bad people.
Well, right. But we can't be bad.
But we
I
why?
Mean, it doesn't
why?
Mean, it doesn't mean we need to be... for my D&D players out there. We don't have to be lawful good paladins.
Somebody from the South Side just texted me.
And you too.
Uh-oh. You were correct. Burke and I were not on first name basis. But I've been kicked out of his office quite a few times.
Hey, Tony, go
Thanks
get
for
the...
listening, Tony.
Listen.
What a great story. I didn't know all that shit was going on. I just discovered that. I kind of remember. I remember the raids like several years ago, but I didn't realize that the it's going on
see,
right now.
That's holy shit. That's it. Yeah. He got kicked out of his office a few times. Oh, man. God, I wish it was camera that. Damn, that'd be good shit. The Democrats need to hire Tony to talk to these Republicans. What the fuck?
Well, Ed Burks is a Democrat.
That is, yeah.
I'm
oh, yeah.
Pretty sure, right? I mean, yeah, I think so. I mean, not that there was. Yeah, everybody's a Democrat.
But in Chicago, it doesn't sound like any of that mattered. It sounded like what mattered was everybody's getting envelopes. You know, it just seemed like more.
Oh, 100%.
Right.
Absolutely 100%.
I knew a guy whose friend was running for.
Yeah, he was a Democrat.
A city council seat as a Democrat, but for some reason he was against the Daily Guy. He was running for a position that the Daily Guy was supposed to get or something. And this guy he said he was putting up signs, and there were Daily people right behind him that would follow him and just take the signs down. And then he stopped the car and they asked the guy, he was like, why are you taking her signs down? He's like, listen, when you put these signs up, we got to take them right down. I'm just saying, that's all we're doing.
Burke went to Quigley Seminary.
Yeah.
He was studying to be a priest.
It's like there's more money in this politics thing. Is there?
DePaul.
There's not more money. There's more money in Jesus. What am I talking about?
So anyway, there's just a little bit from my hometown.
Yeah.
And, you know, apply that to your hometown because shit, this corruption is fucking everywhere.
Let me explain my hometown. I grew up in Georgia.
Ooh.
And our sheriff, and I'll say his name was Earl Lee. I'm sure that fucker's dead.
Earl Lee?
Earl Lee! Hell yeah! Earl Lee used prison labor to build a house, I think.
Douglas County?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, he passed in 1998.
Woo!
Married Betty Belcher.
Oh, okay.
Worked in his father-in-law's feed and grocery business.
Skip down to the controversy.
Before, okay.
There's got to be some in there. I know that.
You know, it's so old. I mean, he died in 98, yeah.
Right.
I mean, the internet was there, but fledgling.
We had this, we lived in this house near one of his properties, and he had a property that was a farm, but not quite a farm, so he called it almost a farm, and supposedly that was the property that his, prison labor built, I guess, for Earl. I don't know. Almost a farm. Brilliant. Who knew? People don't, see, everybody in Florida... In the South, they all, I don't know. I think Georgia gets forgotten on how crazy they are. I had a friend in high school and they had like tigers and lions and shit in their yard. This rich dude, this craziest rich guy had all these wild exotic pets in the middle of the fucking woods, you know? And then when I was in high school, all these crazy, like, I don't know. There was these Satanists. These were different kind of Satan worshipers. Like they murdered somebody, sacrificed.
Oh, so they were real.
Yeah, they were crazy.
Real Satanists.
I'm just saying Georgia's nuts too, not just Chicago.
There's a posting that says rock solid, the true story of Georgia's Dixie Mafia.
The true story. What it is? Dad, they're a bunch of dumb racists.
Billy Burt first saw Sheriff Earl Lee back in the September of 1972. He didn't actually meet him until almost 3 years later. Billy had heard of Sheriff Lee from Billy Wayne Davis. Lee was the sheriff in Douglas County, and that was part of the territory where Davis had operated. Davis owned a car lot in Cobb County, and he knew a lot of movers and shakers in West Georgia. He and Billy had gotten close and done a good many jobs together by this time.
Hmm.
Trying to see where they...
Cobb County is huge. I think that's the largest county in Georgia, second to Fulton, where Atlanta is.
Oh, there was a man named Lewis House who sold Billy Wayne Davis a motel for cash. House was a good friend of Sheriff Lee. Shortly after House did business with Davis, he disappeared, never to be seen again.
Oh, that's nothing. I mean, that happens all the time.
Sheriff Lee knew that Davis had Mr. House killed, but he couldn't do anything about it. Back then, you had to have a body to charge somebody.
Well, what happened to the body? They just fed it to the...
Oh, I thought this was going to be about sheriff being... But this is where they wanted to take out the sheriff eventually, is where this story gets to.
You know, it's weird, you know, you go to your... I remember going to a local parade in Douglas County. I forget what it was, but, you know, the parade went by, and then the sheriff came by, and early...
Clinton?
Yes. Oh, well, probably. You know. Now, Sheriff Earl Lee came by, but he was in a white stretch limo, and all he did was roll down this crack the window and kind of wave everybody.
Pope wave?
Not even that. I'm going to wave and ash my cigarette on this window at the same fucking time.
So, also in the news, we got a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Dear Supreme Court, please let me know. Are presidents immune from... Can they do anything the fuck they want to when they're in the White House?
I hate it. I mean, I can say, of course, see Clarence Thomas, who gives zero fucks about even pretending to follow the Constitution.
Kavanaugh?
But I do think that even those guys would be like, we can't be careful what we're asking, what we're saying here. Because right now there's Democrats in charge.
Yeah.
Not that they're going to do the right thing necessarily because it's the right thing to do, but they're just worried about, well, what happens when the Democrats are in charge and use it against us?
Yeah, yeah.
That's their fear.
I hope that's enough of a fear to make them do the right thing, because I mean, really, if you're right. If they did vote for that, then Biden could say, okay, Trump goes to Guantanamo and they all go to Guantanamo and they go fuck themselves, right?
Yeah.
I don't hate...
He'd commit crimes. Why not? And not be prosecuted for them. And they think he's got some all power and everything like that. So be careful what you wish for, SCOTUS.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit. I guess... Well, let me ask you something. Would Biden use this unprecedented power to make the charges against his son go away?
No. I'll be really surprised.
Right.
I guess depending on the like, if it's a ridiculous sentence, but I don't know what these tax crimes. Again, I think this might need to be looked into because these are crimes that are seldom prosecuted.
Yeah.
To this extent.
Right, because this kind of shit shouldn't happen that often.
Yeah, I mean, why is Hunter being treated differently? Because,
well,
he's the son of the president.
I mean, people are scared. People are afraid of Trump. They are afraid of that motherfucker.
Also in the news.
And even if it's not close, let's say it's like, do you remember 2020, the election?
I do.
Okay. What if it's not close? And the television stations, the media companies still decide to wait a couple of days to call it like they did last time.
Well, it's because it was close last time.
No, it wasn't that close. They just waited a while because it was Trump.
You know, in some of the states, it was close. 20,000 votes in Pennsylvania or something like that?
These votes.
11,000.
What was it? Didn't Trump say they found it? I found a bunch of Trump votes in a river. I was looking. I found them in a creek bed.
Gooder news?
Gooder. It can only be gooder, can it?
We talked about this, but now there appears to be more confirmation. CNN reported that the House Committee on Ethics is renewing its investigation into Representative Matt Gaetz.
Ha-ha!
After issuing a new request to interview a witness.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know we had this in the story file. Boy, oh boy, that's great news.
The request to interview the unnamed witness went out the day before the House of Reps voted for the expulsion of Santos.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit, man.
Stating that, quote, the chairman and ranking member have authorized staff to conduct an interview with the witness. So that means Johnson and whoever the ranking member is at Scalise probably have authorized staff to conduct an interview. So they signed off on it.
Wow. Jeez, Matt.
This is the first activity out of the committee regarding Gates since July when it interviewed a witness in Florida about alleged lobbying violations.
Well, lobbying, but lobby violations. I mean, we're not really lobbying.
When asked about the probe, Gates said, oh, please, I wish them luck.
Oh, man. Oh, God, Matt. See, I was watching you. Do you remember the whole, do you remember when Kevin McCarthy was going through that thing?
Being voted out? I do. It was a spectacular day.
I mean, and Matt Gaetz was just, God, he was what you might even call peacock.
Well, it's his fault.
Yeah, you dumb shit.
He brought the vote.
Yeah, but he grandstanded. He's so loud and outspoken and so mad at Kevin. Did Kevin... Who got hit in the back? Did Kevin McCarthy?
Some other weenie, some Republican. He said, you elbowed me.
What is up with you guys?
The Ethics Committee initially launched its investigation into Gates in 2021 when Democrats were in control. CNN reported that the initial probe looked into allegations that Gates violated sex trafficking. I shouldn't laugh. Violated sex trafficking laws, shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor, which we had another... representative say not all that long ago.
Yes.
You'll recall. Because that was during when McCarthy was going through his stuff.
Right.
And or after the axe had fallen, and that Republican was pissed. I forget who it was. Not somebody that we usually talk about.
Yeah,
it
was
a different Republican.
Some weirdo.
Who was on telly, and he was pissed at Gates, and he said that he had seen... And he knows. What about Gates showing
the pictures on the floor of the house?
On the floor of the house and videos.
Oh, my God, Matt. What are you doing? You are ruining. You are ruining your chance to be. What is he going to be in the Trump administration? What will he be? Head suck boy of the fucking whatever the fuck?
What would Gates be?
Well, he wants to be governor of this state. We forgot about that. We haven't talked about
what
that in a while.
What would Gates be in the Trump administration?
Secretary of Defense.
Head of the CDC.
Here's a virus.
Well, drugs, probably, because that's another one of the charges.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. Wouldn't
be
you
in
put
charge of the FDA?
Child services, I would think.
He shared.
I like children. Not that way, Matt. Come on.
He shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor, used illicit drugs, converted campaign funds to personal use, and accepted a bribe, among other claims.
Yay! Send him to Chicago.
While a Department of Justice investigation into Gates for alleged sex trafficking of a minor concluded with no charges filed, a source close to the Ethics Committee confided to CNN that the DOJ's decision to not file criminal charges does not impact what the committee will and won't investigate. See, they got the long knives
out. God, Matt, they hate you.
For shanking McCarthy.
Jeez.
The network reported that the committee has not yet interviewed the key witnesses, including his close associate, Joel Greenberg,
right,
who in 2021 was sentenced to 11 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to underage sex trafficking, wire fraud, stalking, identity theft,
stalking,
producing a fake ID card, and conspiring to defraud the United States government.
God damn! I mean, these Republicans! Take a breath, guys, before you commit more crimes. Just take a moment. My God! Is it true that Matt Gaetz is not going to be Secretary of State? It's going to be Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I don't know.
Well, but that's not funny. What's funny about that? She'd be great.
McCarthy announced he would be retiring from Congress.
Fuck you, Matt. Fuck you, McCarthy.
His exit triggers a special election in his Southern California district.
No.
Potentially endangering Republicans' ability to hold their slim majority in the next Congress.
Fucking excuse me. We can't. McCarthy just doesn't quit and say, goodbye, everybody. I'm gone. I'm going to quit. No,
yeah,
no,
watch.
No. Well, wait. We got to talk about it some more. He can't just leave after doing all that shit.
He can.
Oh, my God.
He can go. Fuck off.
I agree, but it just seems like we need an exit interview or something. He just did all this shit and then just go away like it never happened. Right. That's insane to me.
Well, I mean, check his pockets on the way.
Oh, fuck yes. Oh, listen, McCarthy, you gotta bend over, if you know what I mean. We gotta look in you, into you. Yes. I saw somewhere. No, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene will make a great Secretary of State. Oh, God, America. We just hate ourselves, don't we?
Yeah.
Who's going to be
self-flagellating?
Who will be head of HUD?
I don't know. Maybe Ben Carson will come back. And let him get his table this time.
Ben, listen. This time around, it won't matter. You can have the table. Buy some chairs to go with it. Who gives a fuck? We're getting rid of that department anyway. That's what they do. Oh, shit, Rudy. God. Stop it, please.
Thanks for calling, Mr. Mayor. Rudy's trial start today.
Woo.
Jury will decide if he must pay tens of millions of dollars in damages to two Georgia election workers he repeatedly defamed.
Now, we're talking about a Zoom trial, correct?
Don't know.
No, please. It must be. I mean, you can't do that to people.
He's already been found liable for defaming mother and daughter Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss
right.
in the aftermath of Trump's electoral loss to Biden, but he will stand trial beginning Monday to determine how much he may have to pay the two Georgia election workers.
Put a cork in that colon.
Giuliani conceded in July that he had lied about Freeman and Moss while he was acting as an attorney for Trump, saying his statements were, quote, actionable and false in an attempt to stem a crush of legal bills related to the case. The pair sued the lawyer in federal court in 2021, alleging he repeatedly spread conspiracy theories that they had brought in illegal ballots while counting votes in 2020, as well as a flash drive used to alter digital tabulation machines. But he did not say at the time the lies had caused any damage to the pair.
Okay.
He claimed that his statements were protected under the First Amendment. I can say whatever I want to say.
God damn.
Even my ass lips can talk.
They're registering on the Richter scale, Rudy. Please.
Freeman testified last year that both she and her daughter had endured severe abuse stemming from Giuliani's falsehoods, including death threats, forcing them to go into hiding at times.
God, are we sure he was ever a lawyer? I mean, does this sound very lawyerly to you, any of the shit he did? He was a lawyer for real?
Yeah, he was
Rudy. God damn it.
He prosecuted the mob, right?
He sounds like he's prosecuting his briefs right there. the mob. It's the mob in your Depends.
Attorneys for Freeman and Moss intend to ask the jury for between $15 and $43 million in damages.
Yeah.
The total doesn't include punitive damages.
Yeah.
The jury could award punitive. Or those for intentional inflection of emotional distress.
Yeah. I mean,
he's already been ordered to pay their attorney fees.
Get out the checkbook, Rudy Tootie. You got to pay these people.
So jury selections today.
Oh, there's no way.
Before an expected 3 days of testimony, Giuliani and the two women are set to testify.
Oh, God, I tell you what, you're not going to hear anybody complaining about having to wear a mask in this courtroom.
Giuliani has faced a maelstrom of legal woes over his work to dispute the 2020 presidential results. He's been indicted in Georgia alongside Trump and 17 other defendants as part of that state's racketeering case.
Jeez, it's like a big cloud of crime has descended.
And he was recently sued by his own former attorneys, claiming Giuliani owes them nearly $1.4 million in unpaid legal fees.
You know, I don't know. Shit. Rudy, if you had it to do all over again, would you? Would you do it like this again? You think? He's like, I don't know.
It's all he's capable of, yeah.
What are you saying I'm doing all over again?
Drinking. Yeah. A lot.
That's the thing, Rudy. You got so fucking drunk all the time. Jeez.
Yeah.
God. Stain the carpet.
The judge overseeing the case issued a warning to Giuliani's team last week.
Anybody near this guy?
After he skipped a court hearing she had ordered him to be at. How could you have missed that? Judge Beryl Howell asked his attorneys. It sets the tone, doesn't it? For the whole case, she said.
Well, listen, Judge, I will say this.
Pissed off the judge already.
No. It's pissing off the judge to have Giuliani in that courtroom.
Well, she's probably like, we would prefer to have him testify remotely.
Yeah, maybe. Put a bag over his... Where did you find that sound? Who recorded these? What poor person recorded? Send this person.
I do want to know where 3 hours of fart sounds come from. I mean...
Well, I think we're...
wire up an Indian restaurant or something?
No, they just went to the office of a former mayor. He turned on the recorder.
Yeah, maybe. I hope Rudy gets residuals for this.
Can you clip a lapel mic in someone's butthole and still get good sound?
Sure. I mean, you might want to put a little cotton in between the cheeks to keep the...
Can we have 30 seconds of room tone? Is it possible?
Room tone? Rectum tone.
Yeah.
Rudy's a case beginning today. What an interesting case that could be.
Smelly, but interesting.
I'd never get on that jury, sadly.
No, I mean, you wouldn't have a choice. It's just you died on that jury. I just couldn't breathe. He cut me off from
I would have to recuse myself. I couldn't, in good faith.
You would have to have a monitor to see how much, you know, fumes are in the air. How much methane to oxygen would be an important thing to monitor at this point.
Let's see. I want to hear this.
It's promoting an optimistic pro-human future that the science and evidence shows is real and that we need.
Gentlemen, I have to go.
Yeah, I just want to be sort of, exactly, I want to be clear about my position. I'm super pro-human, and I mean all humans, humans in America.
That's Elon,
of
by
course.
The way. I'm super pro-human.
Oh,
I just want everyone
culture.
To know I'm super pro-human, all humans, except for, the black ones, which aren't human.
Mike and his father have not pulled out and blown it all over anything that was there. Anything but this. My God.
I'm super pro-human, and I mean all humans, humans in America, humans in
somebody's
Africa,
got their thing
Asia.
Peeing.
This is Vivek peeing, because he forgot to turn his mic off.
God, I saw that headline.
And he went to take a piss.
These are the worst.
Listen to this forum.
I know.
Elon, Vivek, and Alex fucking Jones.
Stop it, Jesus. How could you? God, get out the cross and the nails. These people are horrible. Vivek has cut his hair, though, I saw. It's not as...
It's less fucked up? I mean, Bob's big boy?
No. He made it lower. It sucks. He sucks.
Sorry about that, he said. Well, I hope you feel better now, said Musk.
You know...
I'm pro-human.
I know, he said...
Says the non-human.
He says, I'm super pro-human.
I'm super pro-human.
Who the fuck? Listen, this super thing being used to describe everything. It's like, I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm super happy, I'm super sad. No. That's the same emotional level because super don't mean anything. You're not super pro-human. You can't be super pro-human. You're pro-human or you're anti-human. I know.
The quality of this shitty space on X.
And you're talking all over each other. But listen, they're not letting, they're not having a conversation. What the fuck, guys?
So Alex is back on Twitter. That's the big thing.
Yay!
After suddenly, I don't know, Alex is getting reach arounds now because Tucker had an interview with him and licked his balls. Tucker was like, "What is this? What is this? You're being punished for just something you said, sir, for free speech? Is this what's happening?"
You know what Tucker sounds like? Have you seen the movie Joker?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Joker is the quintessential movie about stand-up comedy. They get it perfectly. They capture it perfectly there. Oh, guy, good job. No, it's not. It's absolutely spot fucking on. But that laugh sounds just like his laugh. That high-pitched laugh. And that's Tucker's laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix sounds like Tucker Carlson when he's doing the Joker, that character.
What's he? Oh, he's Napoleon. He's in now, right now. Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh yeah, I want to see that recently. Shit.
I do kind of want to see that too.
Joaquin Phoenix is a genius, man.
He's streaming. And it's Ridley, isn't it? Is it Ridley Scott? Am I wrong?
I thought it was a
famous dude that did.
Oh no, it's the guy that did. It's Quentin Tarantino, I think.
Ridley Scott.
Okay, shit. That'd be a good Napoleon, though. Napoleon's played by John Travolta.
Who's playing? Hey. Why is Napoleon saying the N-word over and over and
well,
over?
It's a Quentin Tarantino movie. I don't know.
I don't think Napoleon said that word that frequently. What else is going on?
I think Napoleon was probably said some racist shit though. I mean, you think?
Right.
Was Napoleon racist?
I would think so. Probably so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how much integration was rocking France.
Probably not. He had to deal with a lot of stuff because he was short, right? And he had that fucked up hand.
He had short guy syndrome.
Right. Sad.
There is an occult element at the high levels of society, and specifically among the Jews.
Oh my God.
Nick Fuentes. Being Nick Fuentes. I saw another story out there. Did you see? I don't know if this is recent, but did you know that he's like oddly and disturbingly into cat boys?
Nick Fuentes? And what does that mean? Boys dressed as cats?
Like the anime cat boys that are young boys and pubescent boys that have cat bodies.
This is fucking with my.
And don't wear a whole lot of clothing in these anime shows. Yeah,
this is fucking with my theory because my what I think is wrong with some of these people is that they have nothing they're into that's not like anti-Semitism or white nationalism. Like they don't have a hobby outside of this lunacy that they're into. But I mean. I don't know. Is Nick Fuentes a hobby? Is like people that dress up like cats then? Doesn't he have anything? That's what he's into. Right? Cat boys?
Parts 1 and 2 of The Curious Case of the Nazi Cat Boys.
Shut up.
Some podcast they're talking
the
about.
The Nazi Cat Boys?
And here we talk about how fascist reactionaries view the aesthetics of femininity and Nick Fuentes' cat boy fetish.
You know, is he being extra at this point, or is this like something real, or is this like I'm Nick Fuentes and it's not exciting enough just to be a white nationalist and a Nazi? I need to adopt something else strange to stay in the headlines. Is that what this is?
This one says Nick Fuentes is supposedly into cat boys. LOL.
What kind of cat boys? Tabbies? Tortoise shells? Come on, that's not enough.
Somebody told Alex Jones, Nick also secretly runs around on dates with male prostitutes that identify as cat boys while he's bashing gay people. Alex Jones says, I don't know what cat boys are. Bullshit.
Oh, come on, Alex.
Bullshit.
Let me do the subtext is, I love cat boys.
I don't know what cat boys are.
I'm a cat boy. I'm a cat boy.
So I'm just putting that out there that I saw that rumor. That Nick Fuentes is like secretly into cat boys.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if you went to Ron DeSantis' basement and found a litter box and some ears and shit. I can see him. He's a cat boy too, ain't he?
Yeah.
I'm a cat boy.
Well, he plays the litter box.
I'm a normal cat boy.
There is an occult element at the high levels of society, and specifically among the Jews. So many of the people that are perpetrating the lies and the destruction on the country, they are evildoers. They are people that worship false gods. They are people that practice magic or rituals or whatever. And more than anything, those people need to be, when we take power, they need to be given the death penalty.
Jeez.
Straight
magicians. This guy pulled a rabbit out of his hat. I don't see where he got it from. Hang him. What about a card trick? If you do a card trick, what if you do the thing where I got your nose? Is immediately you're stabbed to death?
Yeah. And I'm far more concerned about that than I am about even non-white people or mass migration. These people that are communing with demons and engaging in this sort of witchcraft and stuff, and these people that are suppressing the name Christ and suppressing Christianity, they must...
He's talking about Jews!
I have a question, though. Yes. What about these people that are into cat life or whatever they do?
How dare you?
Ketamine.
Craft and stuff, and these people that are suppressing the name Christ and suppressing Christianity, they must be absolutely annihilated when we take power. This is God's country. This is Jesus' country.
Yay.
This is not the domain of atheists or devil worshippers or perfidious Jews. This is Christ's country.
Perfidious. Listen. Perfidious Jews. That Jewish person is very perfidious. Get out. Perfidious? What does that mean? Proficient?
Evil?
Perfidious.
Evil? Lying?
Wow.
Nasty?
Wow,
perfidious. Wait, P-E-R-F-I-D-I-O-S,
perfidious.
Probably? Yep. Deceitful and untrustworthy.
Damn. Jeez. He's saying that Jewish people are that.
Yes.
That's anti-Semitic, isn't it? I mean, come on.
Put that in that category, sure.
Even that professor from Harvard would agree that's hate speech.
That's Nick Fuentes.
Yes, Nick.
Still being Nick.
I again, where did we learn? Where is this cat thing that he does coming from? What is that? Well, what is there information on that, or is there any info?
It's like some anime stuff or some was it Final Fantasy 14?
I don't know. I'm just saying that
online
this is...
you can be a catboy character.
Do we have any pictures of Fuentes in his outfit?
No, I don't. I think he likes the catboys.
Oh.
I don't know that he is a catboy.
Oh, but he's into it?
I think he runs with the catboys. They share the litter box or something.
Right. You really should have...
Earlier in the year, we put out a trailer about AFPAC 4. And it said December 2023.
AFPAC 4 is America First PAC, by the way. And he initially was he tried to run it as counter programming to CPAC, which he thought wasn't conservative enough.
That's right. Well, I mean, they're just not. What is that thing? The one true Scotsman?
And it said December 2023. And initially, we had planned on doing AFPAC 4 in December 2023, but obviously, there hasn't been any news about that. We haven't given any updates. We haven't sold tickets or anything like that, and that's because, unfortunately, we're going to postpone AFPAC 4.
Oh, no.
Why then,
Nick? AFPAC 4 is being postponed.
Wherever should the cat boys frolic about if no AFPAC?
It'll be happening in 2024 instead of this month. So we're looking for a place to do AFPAC 4, but we just haven't quite found the right opportunity. And we continue to struggle with things like banking and payment processing. We couldn't even sell tickets right now if we wanted to, because right now we're between banks and payment processors.
Excuse me, can I ask a question?
Unfortunately, I do apologize. We're going to be... It is going to happen, but we are going to have to postpone it.
Meow, meow. It's a cowboy. I have a question. Meow, meow, Nick. Why are you having trouble finding people to process your payments? Is it because you're not?
I think because there might be someone Jewish that may work at a bank or two.
Meow, meow, meow. Process it with the kitties.
I'm not being stereotypical. I'm just saying there's millions of bank jobs out there.
What makes a good cat boy? When you're looking at cat boys, you're like, not this one, not that. Now, this one's perfect. Why? What does
I think it's in the eye of the beholder.
That's what I'm asking. What is Nick Fuentes?
You have to ask Nick what he likes in a cat boy. I don't know. What
meow.
Does he like a lot of fur? Does he like
I would imagine he
more
likes
more of a Mexican hairless or
no, I know what he likes. He likes the quintessential Kittler.
You're right.
He loves that.
Right now, if we wanted to, because right now we're between banks and payment processors. So unfortunately, I do apologize. We're going to be, it is going to happen, but we are going to have to postpone it until next year, just because, again, a lot of extenuating circumstances.
It's not, though.
There you go. A lot of extenuating circumstances.
Here's the extenuating circumstance. You are, yeah, listen. One second, Mr. Cowboy. I just got to finish some business with Nick. God, they're everywhere. Does he get his catboys fixed or didn't worry about it? This catboy needs shots. Poor catboy.
Nick Fuentes. Nazi.
Does he have a cat?
Cat aficionado, apparently.
The catboy.
Catboy aficionado.
Does he have cats, though? He doesn't have pets.
I don't know. He might be a busy guy.
Wouldn't it be weird to see Nick Fuentes? He's been walking down the street and he's like walking a dog. The dog doesn't even look evil or anything. It's just a normal, happy dog. That would shock me. Like, Steve, could you imagine seeing Steve Bannon walking around the neighborhood? He says, this is my dog. This is Sox. It's my dog. I love Sox so much. I love his dog.
I thought you meant Steve Bannon walking around dressed as a cat.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Deuteronomy.
Recast cats with Nazis. Oh, we're going to have Steve Bannon is going to play the role of old Deuteronomy. You know, Steve, that traditionally that cat doesn't have his right hand in the air in that angle for so long. That cat.
In manga and anime, a cat boy is a character that has cat-like features, such as feline body parts,
okay,
cat ears, cat eyes, cat mouth, and a cat tail.
Okay, and what's the rest? Is that what is that the
and
only?
They frequently end their sentences with NYAA, which is the Japanese version of meow.
You know what? That last part was helpful. The other part is not helpful. A cowboy is a person dressed as a cat. Thank you.
The most common way to say cowboy in Japanese would be Nekomimi Danchi.
Nekomimi Danchi!
Or cat ears boy.
I'm Nick Fuentes. Here's my favorite Nekomimi Danchi. Nine!
Ooh, Nekomimi Otokonoko means cat ears trap. A male girl that's actually a boy that looks like a girl, a trap. Some people call these femboys, some of which may be transgender, so they do count as a cat boy. Do they count as a cat boy or cat girl, question mark?
You know, it's weird to think of somebody that's part cat and part human, and it would be like, the breaking part is like, I'm into cat people, but not with this one. This cat person has a penis, but this cat person has a cat vagina. You're talking about cat people.
Pussy.
Yeah. I guess you know these people are human. It's not like you really think you're finding a chimera, right?
Okay.
You don't know that.
Chimera.
Yeah.
It's a chimera.
I just thought, we figured out what Nick Fuentes' hobby is. Oh, what is it? Was he paint? Do puzzles? He's in the cat fim bot. Yeah. Cat fim player.
He's masturbating to fantasy. Like. Final Fantasy 14.
Listen, could you put these ears on for a second? It's a good thing. He's an MRA guy, right? He doesn't date women. He doesn't like that.
MRA. Yeah.
Men's rights activist,
well,
right?
More of an incel, but yeah.
Excuse me. Well, I mean, it's good, though, because I think that's a hard thing, Nick. If you're into this cat thing, you're going to have to find a special someone who's going to be like, yeah, you can wear your ears if you want. Just around the house. It's no problem. You want to get in the litter box.
Like they have in schools.
Oh, yeah.
America and Christianity are like baseball and apple pie.
Yeah.
And we celebrate them together.
Yeah.
I was 16, 17 years old when I became a Christian.
I'm an evangelical minister.
I've been a Christian my whole life.
I'm a Christian nationalist. I have nothing to be ashamed of because that's what most Americans are.
That's Margie.
Is Christian nationalism Christian?
No, it isn't.
We should be blazing forth as a countercultural example, and instead, we're leading the charge of malice and division.
Yes, you Christian are. Nationalism uses Christianity as a means to an end, that end being some form of authoritarianism.
Yeah. So this is a trailer for the new film.
Right.
From Rob Reiner.
Oh, okay.
A documentary, God and Country. And it's all about this the shit we've been talking about since Faithless Friday has existed.
Yeah, welcome to the party, everybody.
Forever.
Of course it is. It's kind of crazy. Like, you have to tell people that that Christian nationalism is a means to an end.
Yeah,
no,
but they,
shit.
We didn't. You know, they were waning. Hopefully, as we were covering them.
Yeah,
it's a, they all of a sudden, because of Trump,
right.
That they've gone even crazier.
They got radicalized, yeah. Even more so. And you could even say before they were radicalized.
Rob Reiner said, Christian nationalism is not only a danger to our country, it's a danger to Christianity itself. Our film will be coming to theaters in February. Watch the trailer here. So. Well,
why do I care? It's a danger to Christianity. What does that even fucking mean? Who cares? A danger to Christianity. I mean, Christianity is the danger. Excuse me.
Right, right.
That's a weird statement. God, nobody can be.
Yeah, and keep voting Republican.
Yeah,
it'll
be good.
Keep voting Republican, people. That's what you're going to get. You're going to have Texas where they torture women.
Yeah, and even not voting Republican, that Ken Paxton, he's going to sit there as AG and will continue to do evil shit because he's in the evil land of Texas. He's not going anywhere.
He's literally. You know, just because they didn't impeach him, he still has those charges.
It doesn't matter. The indicted, the Ken Paxton, with all those indictments, is going after a woman because she wants to do health care for her body. And that's all we need to know about that. We shouldn't even know about that. That's her own fucking business.
Also in the news, look at the time flying. Holy shit. The time really is flying.
Yeah.
I was thinking it's like about 5. It's 5:23 here live.
I'm going to ask you something. Texas should be purple, right? It's purpley, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it's not a landslide state, I don't think, because for national.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but when they... because Beto came close, right, to beating Ted Cruz.
You know, if there's Christians out there really, really fucking concerned, yeah, Beto did come close to beating Ted Cruz, but do you remember what happened? In El Paso, they called out the mounted police because of some bullshit immigration thing, and nobody wanted to come out and vote.
Oh, they scared all the Mexican voters.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I'm just seeing what the latest bullshit going on over at Elon's fucking joint is.
What? You know, if the Christians really want, really, really, really want to help and they're worried about Christian nationalism because it might fuck up Christianity or something, vote for Joe Biden. Just do it. Vote for him, even though he kills babies and likes gay people and all the shit you hate. Just do it, you dumb fucks.
We do have a SCOTUS decision.
Or stay home and pray about it, right? That would be better. Just stay home and don't vote, you stupid assholes.
Well, this is a little scary on the SCOTUS side, but ultimately good.
It's all scary.
Wisconsin, this is the Washington Post.
Ooh, wee wee.
The Supreme Court today refused to take up a challenge to a state law in Wisconsin, my second home state, to the state law. Oh, I thought it said Wisconsin. It's Washington. I'm lying.
Yeah.
Washington is a different one. What is this Wisconsin thing?
Maybe it's good news about one of your former home states. Is it good? I think, was it the cheese broadcast that came out? Didn't they have the cheese national cheese forecast for the year?
State law in Washington designed to protect LGBTQ youths from conversion therapy.
Yeah, okay.
So the SCOTUS refused to take up a challenge to that law.
That's good.
Right, but three of them would have heard the case.
Right.
And are bitching about it.
Oh, so they would have voted poorly on that.
So they think that parents should be able to force their kids into gay conversion therapy.
That's insane. That is stupid. That's
terrifying.
That's because you hate your children. If you want to do that.
More than 20 states and District of Columbia restrict mental health counseling that attempts to change a young person's gender identity or sexual orientation. A Christian marriage and family counselor who helps suck the gay out of clients in Washington said that the Washington law, which limits the practice of conversion therapy, censors his conversations with clients in violation of the First Amendment.
Jeez.
So he's saying, I'm a counselor, and I'm counseling them that they're going to burn in hell if they don't stop sucking dick.
What? Right, right. So now you're just saying that we need to define what counselor means. Right. A counselor. No, you're not really a counselor. You're someone doing something based off science fiction to someone else. That's not really counseling. That is insane fucking bullshit.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit upheld the law, which said it prohibits, certain professional conduct, not speech. As is customary, the Supreme Court majority did not explain its decision Monday to leave the ruling in place, but three justices did say they would have taken the case. Do you want to guess?
Yeah. Oh, of course. All the shitty ones.
Narrow it down.
Let's see.
See, there's two profoundly shitty who you can count on all the time.
Yes.
And then there's a kind of a rotating cast of demi-cunts.
Right. That, and these people want to pray the gay out of people.
These three judges said they would have taken the case.
Thomas.
Ta-da! That's one.
Not Alito. Well, Alito, yeah. I get him mixed up with the guy that's fucking dead. Who's the guy that died?
Kennedy?
No. Another SCOTUS that died.
Scalia?
Scalia. I get Scalia and Alito mixed up. So Alito, yes.
Alito.
And then Amy Corny Buttface, right?
No.
Oh, jeez.
I like beer.
Oh, Kavanaugh.
Brett Kavanaugh, Clarence Thomas, and Samuel Alito said they would have taken the case. In written dissents, Alito and Thomas said the case presents important questions of free speech.
So you're telling me that those people will vote correctly and say that the president isn't king? Only they will all vote that the president is king.
Not Brett Kavanaugh. I don't think he would.
But he would vote that...
I think he would vote... No, I think Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito.
It's just a weird thing. It seems like a guy that would vote that you could pray the gay out away as someone would also vote that the president...
They're trying to pretend it's a First Amendment thing.
God, why are they pretending?
Thomas wrote, there is a fierce debate over how best to help minors with gender dysphoria.
I don't think so, though. If you talk to doctors and people that work in that space, is there a fierce debate? Or are there religious lunatics saying a bunch of bullshit that makes no sense? Or is there like somebody that wrote Harry Potter that thinks anybody that is not a man or a woman is full of shit? Or is it our fucking culture? It's not a debate.
The family counselor who brought forth the case, his name appropriately, the pray the gay away guy.
Yeah.
Is Brian Tingley.
God, Jesus Christ. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Tingley.
If that person was written in a script, they said, we can't use that name. It's insane.
He said, he seeks to help young people with gender dysphoria who want to be comfortable with their biological sex. So in other words.
Yes.
Their parents send them to him and they say, tell him you don't want to think you're a boy. Tell them you right. don't want to think you're a girl.
Oh, can't we go get those people?
He wants to be. They want to be comfortable with their biological sex, he alleges.
If you're,
no, they're terrified right. into it. They're bullied into it by your religious bullshit.
Right, absolutely. And here's what I'm going to ask of all these pray the gay away fuckers. Please, I beg you, today, drop what you're doing. Buy all the cigarettes you can and smoke, 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 you little dumb bitches. Smoke it up. Smoke it up. You have no value on this planet. You're insane.
The state law in Washington passed in 2018 prohibits licensed therapists from practicing conversion therapy involving minors. It includes fines up to $5,000 for each violation, possible suspension from practice, and revocation of the counselor's license. The law does not apply to religious counseling.
That's all that matters in this situation.
And no enforcement actions have been taken.
The law, it excludes. Let me understand something. The law saying you can't pray the gay out of somebody excludes people that pray.
Yeah. Evidence-based.
Are you kidding me?
The Attorney General of Washington, who fought for the law, said evidence-based medical consensus. Okay, let's right there. So evidence-based medical consensus versus what the magical guy in the sky, your sky fairy or your sky turtle,
yes.
or your invisible elephant that plays with your balls while you're walking down the street flying behind you.
Right. We'll call that whatever, fucking bullshit.
Whatever your deity says.
Yes.
We're going to put that up against evidence-based medical consensus, which says that conversion therapy is neither safe nor an effective treatment for any condition, and that the practice of conversion therapy on minors falls below the prevailing standard of care.
It's torture.
It puts minors at risk of serious long-lasting yes. harms, including increased risk of suicide and depression, which may be the goal of these evil Christians.
Yeah, think about that.
To drive them to suicide.
That's what Jesus would want. Find all the young children and drive them to suicide. Jeez.
Yeah, Thomas said, it silenced one side of the debate. There is no debate.
There is no, there's only good and the bad people.
Right.
There's no, who cares? Run off the side of a cliff, you dumb fuck. Seriously. What you suck. There's no side. I'm misunderstanding something. You said something earlier that there was a law, the law that protects people from this gay conversion therapy isn't applied to religious
counseling.
The only people doing it are those people.
But in order to hang up a shingle as a counselor, you do need to be, you know, so you can like go to your pastor or your priest.
And they can pray the gay out of you.
They can use whatever method they want to extract the poisons from you.
In America, we cannot protect our children. We can't do it. We don't have the fortitude to do it. We will let these priests do whatever. God.
No, they want to protect them from the one drag queen story hour in town that's going to turn every one of them gay. But then 95% of the youth pastors probably are dipping their wicks in some of their flock.
Well, what about this, though? Turning people gay? What about this idea? What if someone is born gay?
Well, you can't be turned gay. I was talking about what they were.
No, I mean to them, though. Why doesn't someone make that point to them?
No, they say it's a choice.
But they're wrong, though. So someone needs to tell them they're wrong.
And point out that their stupid religion is a choice.
Yeah, it's a choice.
Not sexual orientation.
And it's also bullshit. Right. It is lies. It's lies.
Oh, but it's love, Ryan.
A white guy magically plopped out of a vagina in the middle of fucking Africa, and there's our God. Now all our rule, now there we go. Everything we believe in is based off that.
Totally bought it.
Oh, yeah. God, Joseph.
Oh.
Jeez.
What do you mean you were visited by an archangel?
Who
got... that's why you're pregnant. Wow, that's interesting, Mary. I believe you.
What's up with this
thing? This must be some special baby.
Hey, what was Stigmata about? Is Stigmata what happens when you get raped by a god and you have a baby you can't account for?
No, that's Stigmata is when your hands and feet bleed like Jesus's did.
Okay. Why does that happen? Is that a Catholic thing?
Because people are full of shit. And you've got some crazy monks that are they're gouging their palms and then saying, look.
Oh, dear Catholics, you really should stop. Everybody, though. Good God. Everybody stop. All these religious people stop today. I beg you.
So the Supreme Court doing the right thing, despite three of them not wanting to.
Yeah.
But six of them said, we're not going to listen to this.
Right.
Now, remember, it would have only taken one more to listen to it. This is to even pick up the...
Right.
So they're letting the lower decision stand.
God. You can't pray the gay out of people.
But even Amy Conehead didn't... She's real Jesus-y. And she didn't vote to hear the case.
Well, is she... Is it... Well, why? I don't understand that. Can she explain her vote? Listen, I'm glad she voted correctly, but decided not to hear the case, but it's very confusing to me. This seems like something she would love.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't understand this.
Maybe she's worried she's after Roe that she's been she's being perceived as being partisan and that she doesn't want to. She wants to be cognizant of voting that way.
Right. Shit. And
voted to do the right thing. oddly enough.
Oh my God. Do you remember? Here's what everybody should remember about this horrible Amy Coney Barrett. When she had her big party in the White House to get, you know, I don't know, she got selected and there was a big party.
Oh, the super spreader event?
Yes, yeah. And all MSNBC's drawn all the lines of how everybody got everybody else. We're going to have more of that. Do you understand? We're going to have more of that if Trump is president. Get ready for another pandemic.
Yeah.
Because you know why we didn't see that coming? Because who was president during swine flu? Obama. Right?
Sure.
And they handled it, right? Now, if they had not handled swine flu and ignored it the way Trump did the pandemic.
What about Ebola?
What about it?
We had some Ebola cases here, remember?
Oh, I know. And that's when Mr. Trump stood up to Obama. It was like, how dare you let that guy in who is at the Obama.
Right, right.
Remember that? Remember that shit?
Right.
And the thing about the, okay, one more thing about these evangelicals where they're fucked in the head. Listen, your guy back in 2016, your golden God, said out loud that he never asked God for forgiveness. And that is the linchpin of all your shit. You have to ask God for forgiveness or you burn in fucking hell. End of story, baby. End of story.
They don't care if Trump burns or not.
No, I don't care. You can't do that.
They say he's flawed. The Lord uses flawed.
No.
Like when he used fuck Xavier. Listen. Analyticus 17:9.
Listen, whatever with Analyticus, I'll tell you this. It is with these evangelicals, you're either saved by the holy motherfucking spirit or you're roasting in hell, baby. Okay? You can't... And Trump said it. I listened to this whole podcast about how Trump isn't a great evangelical. I was like, well, I don't know if we need a podcast on that. But they played this clip. And he says... The guy asked him, you ever ask God for forgiveness? He was like, well, I don't... No. I don't really... He said, I don't really ask people for forgiveness. I just try to be better as I go along or something. I'm like, then you're not a Christian! You're literally not a fucking Christian, asshole. That is the whole thing.
Listen, I walk into a store and I can tell. I've had people growl at me. I've had little babies growl at me. Like, who is this?
Hey, Kunama. Profit for profit, Hank Kunaman. I go to the store, I've had little babies growling at me.
Well, where are you? What store are you in, Hank?
It's all the demon babies in Walmart.
Listen, I walk into a store and I can tell. I've had people growl at me. I've had little babies growl at me like demons. I'm like, yeah, you know who I am, and I know who what's in you, there, little baby boy.
It's a cat boy.
Listen,
it's a cat boy. Hey, run! It's a cat boy. They're coming for you.
Demon-possessed babies. He's talking about all the demon-possessed people in the United States.
I guess you should have aborted in them, huh? All the demon babies are coming for you.
Right, right.
That's funny. Meow.
They're exhausting. They're exhausting.
Crazy. They're crazy.
And yay capitalism and yay Republican values.
Yes.
A California, this was last week, a California poultry supplier.
Right. Meow.
Has agreed to pay nearly $4 million to settle allegations that it endangered child workers and committed wage theft while processing chicken for major U.S. supermarkets. The agency announced a settlement with Exclusive Poultry Inc.
Right.
On Monday, accusing the company of behaving recklessly by violating child labor laws, stealing wages, and firing workers who cooperated with the investigation.
Yeah.
I wonder who these owners may have voted for.
Yeah, and also you just have to tell these kids that were the victims of this. Is like, listen, man, this place is bad. I'm telling you. In the 1800s, they had something called slavery. That's what they always want to go back to, it seems, right? Does it seem like they just want that?
No, sure.
Maybe it doesn't seem like it. It's just like that. They want slaves.
They learned a lot of skills, Ryan. We learned here in Florida.
Haven't I heard like recently some Republicans say that they wanted to revisit like child labor laws?
Yeah.
It's a regular thing. It's a regular thing. They want children to work. They want young kids to work like it's a Dickens novel.
They want cheap labor. They don't care about kids' safety. They want to be able to underpay kids for work because they're going to say, well, they can't do the work that an adult we should be able to pay them $1 an hour to work in the coal mines.
You know what they would say to counter this argument? They would say, well, what do you want us to do? Go back to slavery?
Well, yeah, that's what they want.
It's kids.
The officials at Exclusive Poultry, based in La Puente, California, employed kids as young as 14 to debone poultry using sharp knives and operate power-driven lifts to move pallets.
Fucking forklifts! They're not power-driven lifts. In the story, call them fucking forklifts because it's more clear. It's children driving forklifts.
A federal judge granted regulators an injunction to prevent the company from transporting hot goods, that is, poultry produced in facilities where the laws were broken, so they stopped them from even being able to sell chicken.
Well, did anyone rescue these children or do anything about that?
The Labor Department's Solicitor General urged workers in a statement to come forward if their employers didn't pay them what they were owed.
Yeah.
U.S. regulators have said they're dealing with a rise in child labor cases as migrant children who fled Latin America are winding up in slaughterhouses and other potentially dangerous workplaces.
Yeah, and let me guess.
They're fining these guys $3 million. Big fucking deal. They're going to close for a few days and they're going to re-fucking open up. We learned about the meat packers during COVID, and they're evil. How they literally lied about the supply chain of meat so that they could squeeze out the smaller meat packing businesses. And the big ones then said, well, come work for us as they're closing.
Right. And then all that Rona.
And now there's three. There's like three meat packers in the entire country. Well, we don't have a monopoly. That's plenty of competition.
That is,
says the rich Republican conservative fuck cunt.
So capitalism says during a pandemic, the big whales are like, let's pounce upon the poor, smaller companies that can't withstand that will absorb
them. Yeah, look at all these companies we can absorb.
Because we can operate a loss until we're back to normal, and then they won't exist, and there'll be less choices.
No, loss? They jacked up the prices because the supply chain.
You're right, I'm fucking it up.
What are you talking about?
It's capitalism.
Yeah, world record profits. Mm-hmm. For how many of those companies had record profits during the pandemic?
I bet all of them.
Earlier this year, Labor Department Senate's investigation found another company, Packers Sanitation Services, Inc., was employing children in cleaning roles at meatpacking plants, including using back saws, brisket saws, and head splitters.
God. You know what they do? They're like, that's too tough for us to clean up. Let's just tie a rope around this kid and drop him down into the meat grinder to get the fucking grizzle off the blades and shit. What the fuck is
that? The company agreed to pay $1.5 million in civil penalties. And I'll bet they did $500 million in profits last year. They could be like,
penalties? Why?
Shut them down.
But they're using child labor, right? Because they don't have to pay minimum wage.
100%.
Then they should make that, you can't make that right. But what they should do is make those kids whole for what they should have been paid as an adult. Pay them their back wages.
Regulators accused of employing 100 minors, at least 100 minors.
That's fucking, that means you're fining that employer? You should fucking burn their operation to the fucking ground.
Oh, and here's how they're going to test it. They're going to trust the market, Ryan.
Oh, self-regulation.
The agency recommended that supermarkets and other food sellers obtain written assurance from their contractors that they are following our laws and aren't employing children.
God, so I love it.
So before you buy that cheap chicken from your provider that you're going to sell at a marked up price,
let me explain.
Make sure that you get them to sign a piece of paper that says, we don't have any children.
These meat packers said we're going to cheat and we're going to use kids to do it. Those people can't be fined and expect to do the right thing. They can't be self-regulated. They're the bad guy. They are Darth Vader. They belong in jail. And they shouldn't have a business. They're criminals. How soft of our society. We can't even throw those fucks in jail. The people that hired kids. How many kids were hurt? Cutting up chicken.
Oh, and withholding wages.
That is like the most fucking... That to me is insane. You're withholding wages of people you shouldn't let work.
Right.
In a way,
it
makes sense.
And telling them shut the fuck up about it.
Well, it makes sense, though, because
not going to make anything.
Right. You're doing one thing illegal. You can't pay these kids. They go home, and all of a sudden, they're making all the money.
Yeah, this is why we have unions and labor laws and things like that, is so that this kind of shit doesn't happen. And then Republicans come out and say, well, that's too much regulation. How are we supposed to make money?
Listen, these guys, I don't know. This show for conservative Christians must have been devastating. Number one, you learned that Trump isn't a Christian. There's no way. Right. And that Nick Fuentes his hobby is cat boy fandom. I don't even know what that is. Shit, man. And Marjorie Taylor Greene's going to be Secretary of State if we're lucky. And Tucker's going to be Vice President. Listen, if you vote like shit, please stay home. Please don't participate. No one wants you.
Meanwhile, last July... a 16-year-old died after sustaining on-the-job injuries at an industrial site.
Wow.
As lawmakers in several states advocate loosening child labor laws, protecting minors from hazardous work.
Right.
The latest teen death was at Marjack Poultry Plant in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. This is in July.
Yeah. Oh, it's right down the street from
imagine
us.
Imagine working at a poultry plant in Mississippi. How wonderful that must be.
Yeah, now you're a kid.
It's the third worker death at the plant since December 2020.
That's not bad.
I don't know. I'm just kidding. That is horrible.
The 16-year-old kid was cleaning machinery as part of a sanitation crew when he became trapped in equipment on a conveyor belt.
Oh, God. What?
The company said it appears the child should not have been hired and that his age and identity were misrepresented. Liars.
You know what happens if...
Liars.
You know, if you're a bartender and you serve someone that shouldn't be, I believe you go to jail and you can be fined. And of course you get fired.
In June in Wisconsin, Michael Schul, 16, died after sustaining injuries at the Florence Hardwoods Logging Company in Florence, Wisconsin.
A logging company?
He was attempting to unjam a wood stacking machine when he became pinned under the machinery on a conveyor belt, resulting in traumatic asphyxiation.
That's a horrible fucking way to go, and that's a child. That's a child. I mean, you got to shut that place down, man.
Also in June, Will Hampton, 16, died in Lee's Summit, Missouri, after becoming injured while working at the Lee's Summit Resource Recovery Park landfill. The high school sophomore became pinned between a tractor-trailer rig and its trailer.
Shit.
Resulting in his death.
God, we could do a child. We could do a whole podcast on this, I bet. How fucking insane. Again, the Republicans hate children, and the Republicans hate women.
And the Republicans are trying to loosen the restriction, the number of jobs considered dangerous or hazardous for kids. For
moving the goalposts. Hey, yeah, we're not going after.
For the only reason is because they want to pay less. That's
yes,
it.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
100%. They're not trying to teach the youth of today what it means to earn a dollar. They don't give a flying fuck. They want to be able to pay. Like Chris Rock said, remember, these states where they pay minimum wage means if they could, they would pay you less, but they can't.
Yeah. But now if you're a kid, how much does a 16-year-old make at a lumberyard compared to an 18-year-old,
right,
or a 20-year-old? I wonder what that is.
And they have laws in these fucking states that allow you to pay kids less. Just like the bullshit laws that allow you to pay food servers less, which should go away everywhere.
That's fucking nuts.
That's why in Europe you don't tip.
Right.
In most places in Europe, if you do, it's tiny or it's extraordinary service because they pay in many countries in Europe, they pay servers like people that are doing a hard job and that have a family to support. You can support a family as a waiter or a waitress.
But here, the way they do it, shit, man, if you're not tipped enough and you got a lot of credit card payments, you have to pay taxes on that credit card on those tips.
Right.
And you might not make enough in the tips to.
Or your
employer,
what I mean? There's no laws, and your employer decides that they're going to split their tips.
Yes. That happens all the fucking time. There's all these. When I worked at Starbucks, there was a class action because our fucking. Listen, man, our shift supervisor was doing that all the time. I knew this one bartender. He was a manager and a bartender at this place right down the street from us. And this motherfucker would schedule himself for the good shifts, get paid as a manager, and then get the Saturday night tips at the same fucking time. And he also bred snakes. Fuck that guy. There's nothing good about that fucking guy. He breeds snakes, man. He's taking your tips.
Let's see what else we've got here in the closing minutes of the show. Thanks for listening. We'll do it. We do it every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, usually. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern live. And then we're available as a podcast at your favorite podcast app. I've also got. Oh, yeah. Trump. Do you see Trump is now saying that. He was joking about that dictator thing.
No, he's not. He said it twice.
I said it in a joking manner, he said.
But now it's part of your thing, though. You say it. You said it more than once. Please. Doesn't anybody in his campaign ever go swimming in, where is it, in Smyrna Beach down there in Florida?
Boy, he's got a big pool at Mar-a-Lago.
No, it's Smyrna Beach. It's better for that for him.
Isn't that where the Sharks are?
Yes, it's the number one. It's the capital.
That would be professional courtesy.
God, this guy tastes like shit. I'm
professional courtesy.
God, this guy tastes like Diet Coke. It's a professional courtesy. I get it. They're the same. I'm not going to eat that guy. He's one of us.
That's an old lawyer joke.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm not attacking Stephen Miller.
Why
you crazy?
Lawyers afraid of swimming in the ocean. Yeah. Professional courtesy. That's good. Meanwhile, I thought I had a Rudy.
Oh, jeez.
Another
come on.
Rudy comment. Oh, I do. Real quick.
Fire in the hole.
This is on his Sunday podcast or his radio program.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm waiting for this to load now. On his Sunday program, he blamed Barack Obama for the deterioration of race relations in
Barack?
The United States? Yeah, well, of course he did. He had the nerve to be black and be president. So yes, he did help deteriorate.
I'm not apologetic that it's...
They have
it's
taken
not...
us back. These miserable anti-American leaders of the Party of Slavery have taken us back 40 or 50 years on race relations. With Obama. It began with Obama.
Oh, yes. He tried to divide us.
And they were doing it before that. I mean, every Republican's a racist. I mean, they loved John McCain until he became the candidate of the Republic. Then he was crazy, insane. Something happened to him during the war. He's a racist. Bush was called a racist all the time. They think of...
boy, I tell you what.
Like a 12-year-old laughing here. We got
to
get out of here.
Give it up for that journalist talking to him. Oh, yes. He tried to divide the country.
Oh, I know.
God, dude.
Let's get out of here. We'll be back on Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Thanks for listening to us. However you do. And thanks for buying shit. Through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. We'll use the banner on the webpage and we get a little commission for that session when you buy shit and it doesn't cost you fun. See what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and X, where you can hear Tucker Carlson and Vivek sit with the man who I love all humans.
Oh, yeah.
I love humans.
So creepy.
At Rated R Comedy or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great
Fuck Trump.
Press the button. Meow, everybody. Meow, meow.
Meow.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.